This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Tighter gun rules and other new Colorado laws take effect. July 1. A batch of new Colorado laws takes effect. July 1, 2026, led by two firearms measures on retail ammunition and 3D printed guns. A batch of new Colorado laws takes effect, July 1, 2026, and several of them change the rules around firearms. On the June 19 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, guest host Brad Beck walked listeners through the changes and urged them to stay aware of what the General Assembly has put on the books. Beck told listeners that about 19 bills take effect that day. What follows is a guide to the laws taking effect July 1, with the two firearms measures first. HB 25-1133, signed April 18, 2025, sets new requirements for the retail sale of ammunition. The law requires that ammunition sold at retail be accessible to a buyer only with the assistance of the vendor, ending open-shelf self-service. It bars the retail sale of ammunition to anyone under 21, with narrow exceptions for buyers ages 18 to 20 who hold a hunter education certificate, active military members and veterans, and people born on or before a specified date. The law also imposes labeling, age verification, and signed receipt duties on those who ship or deliver ammunition. A first violation is a civil infraction, and a second or subsequent violation is a Class 1 misdemeanor. The Act takes effect July 1, 2026, subject to a referendum petition contingency. If a qualifying petition is filed against the law, it would go before voters at the November 2026 general election before taking effect. HB 26-1144, signed May 4, 2026, prohibits the 3D printing of firearms and their components. The law makes it unlawful to knowingly manufacture a potentially functional firearm, an unfinished frame or receiver, a large-capacity magazine, or a rapid-fire device by 3D printing. The statute defines the prohibited conduct broadly, reaching both additive manufacturing and subtractive methods such as CNC machining. It exempts federally licensed manufacturers and accredited gunsmithing instructors and their students. A first offense is a Class 1 misdemeanor, and a second or subsequent offense is a Class 5 felony. Although it passed in the 2026 legislative session, the Act takes effect July 1, 2026, the date written into the bill. It also carries a safety clause, the legislative device that exempts a measure from the citizen referendum process and lets it take effect on its stated date rather than months after the session ends. The Act states that it takes effect July 1, 2026, and applies to offenses committed on or after that date. HB 25W1 strengthens enforcement of the state's wage and hour laws. Beginning with claims filed July 1, 2026, the measure raises the maximum amount the Division of Labor Standards and Statistics can adjudicate from $7,500 to $13,000, a cap that holds through Dec. 31, 2027, and adjusts for inflation thereafter. The law also broadens the definition of an employer, bars payroll deductions that would drop a worker's pay below the minimum wage, requires the division to determine whether a wage violation was willful, and adds anti-retaliation provisions. HB 25-1135, signed May 1, 2025, addresses communication devices in schools. On or before July 1, 2026, every local board of education, district charter school, and institute charter school must adopt and implement a policy governing students' possession and use of cell phones during the school day. At a minimum, each policy must spell out any prohibitions and the exceptions to them, leaving the specifics to local boards. These are state measures from the Colorado General Assembly, and they reach into retail counters, manufacturing, workplaces, and classrooms. The two firearms measures carry the sharpest edge, escalating penalties for violations and, for the ammunition law, a window for voters to challenge it by referendum before it takes effect. Coloradans who buy ammunition, run a retail counter, own a 3D printer, manage payroll, or send a child to school will feel one of these changes directly. Beck closed his segment by encouraging listeners to stay vigilant and to read the bills for themselves before the Independence Day holiday. And now, Kim's perspective. Every July, a fresh set of laws quietly reshapes how Coloradans live, work, and exercise their constitutional rights, and this year is no exception. The firearms measures arriving July 1 add new burdens on lawful buyers and on the businesses that serve them, and they reflect a posture that treats free citizens as suspects. Our rights are not the legislature's to ration, and a free people should not have to ask permission to exercise them. Liberty is preserved by citizens who stay informed and engaged, not by those who look away. Read the bills, ask hard questions, and hold the people at the Capitol accountable. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.